the Maryland News Network. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Over the next hour, we'll bring you the latest high school sports news and discussions from around the state. Now, here's Glenn Clark.
And welcome into High School Sports Line. Glenn Clark, Wick Eisenberg from CountySportsZone.com with you for another week to go all around the world of high school sports in the state of Maryland. Wick, this is going to be one of my favorite weeks of the show. I'm really thrilled with the two guests
you
booked for this week's show. So later on in the program, last week we did our basketball preview show here on High School Sports Line, but there were a few coaches that we wanted to have on, and we just...
Can't fill everybody. Right, you can have everybody in there.
It's a little bit different than in football when it's just the boys. Mm-hmm. You have both boys and girls in basketball. You don't have enough time to get to all of them. So some of the coaches that we wanted to include in our preview that we didn't get to, we're actually going to have them join us this week, including the head coach of the most important basketball team in the state of Maryland.
Objectively, of course.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they are defending state champs. Let's not forget that. Of course, talking about the Perry Hall Gators, Coach George Panayotu is going to join us a little bit later on in the show. His team has already played in one of the bigger games of the season. We'll get to that in a second. A couple of kids that are being highly recruited. And also later on in the show, we're going to chat with Catonsville girls coach Mike Moeller, who you didn't know is actually a very good friend of mine and a longtime caller to many of my radio shows. And I love me some Mike Moeller. And they're also defending state champs at Catonsville. So we'll talk to both of them a little bit later on in the show. But in this segment, as always, let's recap things that have happened in the world of high school sports over the course of the last week or so. And Wick, let's start, I guess. You know, considering we're talking to these coaches.
Yeah, we're actually going to talk about both of these teams.
Yeah, why don't we start on the basketball side of things, and we'll begin with both the boys and the girls from Catonsville, as this weekend was the Catonsville Cup.
Yeah, the Catonsville Cup, and it really stood out to me this year because the proceeds for it this year are going from these games. They played a doubleheader on the boys' side and the girls' side, both at Catonsville High School. The boys played Mount St. Joe's. The girls played Mount DeSasso. It's all a whole big Catonsville event. And all the proceeds this year go to the Keeley Cares Foundation, which is in support of Keeley Horch, a 12-year-old Catonsville resident who was diagnosed with pneumocal disease, which is a bacterial infection that led to severe swelling in her brain and spinal cord damage. So obviously a young lady who really needs help. And it was just awesome that the community came together and they turned this, which for years these teams have played, you know, Catonsville playing the private school teams in their areas. But it's cool that this year they were able to turn it into a fundraiser, if you will, to help out a girl who really needs it. So obviously, if you want to donate, you should look into that. But on the court, on the boys' side of things, Mount St. Joe's, who we spoke with Pat Clatchy last week, is considered by many to be potentially the best team in the state this year. They were able to do business 81-50 over Catonsville. And then on the girls' side of things, Catonsville was able to win 63-37, and there was just a great team effort all around. Jamila Barrett led the way with 16 points. Maddie McLean, who's a player they're really going to need this year to be able to replace the terrific Jen Gass that they had, a great post player they had last year who graduated, now plays at UMBC. Maddie McLean is sort of jumping into that role a little bit, if you will, as a sophomore. She scored 14 points, all of which were on layups. Mike from Catonsville is going to be happy about that one. And then Jasmine Dickey, their sensational go-to player. She was Miss Basketball last year in the state for public school. 12 points and 20 rebounds to just hammered the boards big time. But a big reason for that, Mount DeSales, it should be noted, who's also had a sensational start to this year, was missing Abby Kuhn for the second straight game with an illness. Their dynamic forward, she's one of their go-to players, even brings the ball up the court sometimes. I mean, she's just a terrific player, was unable to play due to sickness, so you know that definitely hurt Mount DeSales.
We will talk a little bit more about that with Coach Moeller later on in the show. Staying in basketball, and again, we mentioned Perry Hall, they did indeed play one of the big non-conference games
in-state
of the season, and it did not go their way.
No, it did not. Polly, the defending 3A state champion, got 72, and Perry Hall, the defending 4A state championship, got 63. Now, it wouldn't shock me if both of these teams, however, still get back to where they were last year.
Sure.
These are two tremendous teams. But the story of this game was really Demetrius Mims. He had a massive game, 29-point effort. But the Engineers, this was a back-and-forth game, and the Engineers were able to rally in the fourth quarter. They actually entered the final frame down 52-49, but they were able to storm past and really wear down the Gators. leaders. And Mims led the way in that quarter, led that charge. He had 9 points. Anthony Walker, a player many people at Perry Hall, they might not know too much about because you hear so much about Higgs, Hardnett, Holly. He led the way with 14 points for the Gators. So you know Coach is going to be happy about that over there at Perry Hall. But yeah, I mean, Polly, this is a game that they, I really feel like they sort of felt that they owed Perry Hall. The last couple of years they'd lost games, one of which was a blowout. The other one was very close. So I know Polly, with how well they've been doing there under their new coach, Sam Brand, is looking to improve and getting a result against Perry Hall. And so you know that they're excited that they were able to get that early season decision to go their way.
All right. Now, let me step away from basketball for a second.
Sure.
We are going to talk tons of basketball during the course of the show. But elsewhere in the state, a pretty big wrestling event as well.
Yeah, Kent County on the Eastern Shore, they hosted a 10-team tournament that was predominantly made up of teams from Bayside and Cecil County teams. It was a Queen Anne's that was able to come away with the win here with 160 team points. Northeast from Cecil got second with 143, and Bow Manor was right behind them with 141. But Queen Anne's, I mean, just had a sensational tournament. They had 7 different wrestlers place, and 5 of them actually won their classifications. Pete Lemons, 113, a freshman, was able to win. Eric Smith, as a sophomore, won 132. Colin Jens was able to win 138. Joseph Garris at 195, and then Asa Paramore at 220. This is a team, Queen Anne's, that a lot of people think could be one of the better teams around on the Eastern Shore. They had a good win already against Southern from Anne Arundel County, which is a team that a lot of people are picking to be a force this year. So Queen Anne's had a great weekend. Definitely a team to keep an eye on going forward. And in general, Kent County, they always put on a fantastic wrestling event, and they were able to get it in despite the snow this past week, which is always good to see.
Very, very good. All right, when we come back in, as we mentioned, Perry Hall fell to Polly. We'll talk about it with their head coach, George Panayotu. He joins us next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, on the Maryland News Network.
Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Well, Wick, this is very special for me, obviously.
I know.
Chomp, 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 chomp. As you know, I am a Perry Hall High School alum, class of 2001. And when I went to Perry Hall, the basketball team was not nearly as good as it's been in recent years. Defending state champions, it's a pleasure to welcome the head coach of the boys basketball team at Perry Hall, Coach George Panayotu. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you, and may I forever be grateful for everything that you have done at my alma mater. Thanks for taking the time this week.
I appreciate that. It's actually my alma mater as well, so it's a lot of good things happening at Perry Hall.
Well, it is incredibly special. This is going to sound like such a dumb guy question because it's so broad, but how have you been able to walk into a place that did not necessarily have a history of basketball success and turn this into a powerhouse in just a few years?
Pretty short time, yeah.
I mean, you know, number one, you need players. You need players that can play, and we've been fortunate. You know, it's really turned into a basketball school. I mean, the kids that are coming out and trying out, you know, starting in ninth grade, like, basketball is their sport, and it's just changed. The culture has changed. You know, the kids have really focused on basketball because everyone knows about, you know, the soccer teams and the football team. Mm-hmm. But we have some good players. We have some good players, and this is my 7th year in boys, 6th in varsity. So we tried to build a program with stability because when I took the job over, my senior class had 5 coaches in 4 years. So.
Oh.
Stability and players.
Hey, so Coach, this is Wick here. I mean, I'm curious because I feel like last year your rallying cry, you know, sort of what you were building the guys around must have been, we're going to try to win the first state championship. You've done that now. What's next? What's sort of the motivation that you're really using for the guys this year?
I mean, you know, once that ended with my returning players, it was like they realized that they made history at Perry Hall, and they wanted to keep creating it and go for back-to-back. I mean, so with off-season conditioning and workouts all the way to now, the beginning of our season, they just want to go back-to-back now.
And, I mean, talking about last year's group, I know you guys lost a few players. How many total? And I know one big player you have to be trying to replace right now is James Ryder. How's the team been able to do sort of replacing him there?
So we graduated 8, which is a lot.
Yeah.
7 returners. You know, have the big 3, which were juniors last year, with Hardnett, Higgs, and Holly back. But, replacing James is tough. I mean, James was a fantastic scorer. He had an amazing state championship game, going 8 for 8 from the field. That's still a work in progress. You know, it's still a work in progress. We've only played 2 games so far, so I can let you know more later in the season how we're doing with that.
He is Coach George Panayotu from Perry Hall. He joins us here on High School Sportsline on the Maryland News Network. Coach, you mentioned particularly Hardnett and Higgs, the twin towers, if you will. These two guys get so much attention. One's already committed. One is still being recruited. How have they handled that? And how has the entire team handled what sort of comes along with that, of having coaches showing up? And again, this is not something that has happened forever at Perry Hall High School when it comes to basketball, but how has everybody handled all of the attention that's placed on those guys in the program in general?
I mean, kids being kids, of course they love the attention. You know, we've sort of learned over the last 2 years, and now this being the 3rd year with them on varsity, is, you know, sold out crowds and media interviews and lots of college coaches in the gym and then coming down and talking to the kids. It's just, we're learning as it goes, and it's been a fun ride.
And Coach, I mean, everyone talks about how great they are individually, Hardnett and Higgs, but I mean, together, what makes them such a good unit together? Because I know that has to be part of it. You don't just want to have individual talent. You want to have them work well together. What about their games really complement each other?
You know, since day one, when they were freshmen, I mean, 4 years ago now, they have competed against each other in practice. They've made each other better in practice. You know, everyone thinks they're brothers, and they act like brothers. But just that competitive nature and wanting each other to get better, and there's, you know, all just love for each other and love the attention. They actually played with the Nike EYBL team this past summer together.
Wow.
So, you know, they wouldn't be as good as they are without each other. And I've said that before in an interview, but that's the truth. I mean, just having 2 guys with that talent and ability, they've really made each other better.
And you already mentioned him briefly there, but Tyler Holly's another great player for you. Really interesting. I know he's an excellent athlete and had actually a sensational year as the quarterback for Perry Hall. I believe he threw for over 1,000 yards this year. But I know he was more of a super sub for you last year. Is he jumping into an expanded role here, and how's he handling that added, I guess, pressure, if you will?
Yeah, so for 2 years as a sophomore and a junior, I've been telling him, you know, he's good enough to start. But that energy he brought off the bench, I mean, he was a fantastic 6 man. So he bought into that role and embraced it. I mean, now with the team that we have, he is expected to do more, and he's going to have tons more minutes and start every game. So, you know, we're looking forward to him to continue to excel. He did have a great football season. He's been recruited for that. He's also been recruited for basketball. So he's got lots of options.
He is George Panayotu, the boys basketball coach at Perry Hall, and he's with us here on High School Sportsline. Coach, you guys obviously start the season, pretty decent little non-conference game, if you will, against Poly.
Yeah, jeez.
I know it didn't go your way, and I know particularly the end of the game, it didn't go your way, but and is there any world in which something like that can be a good thing, because it allows you to coach these kids again and remind them, hey, that nobody's giving you anything just because you're defending state champions this year?
Oh, it's 100% a good thing. I mean, our non-conference schedule is off the charts. I mean, that was our first, you know, true test. It was competitive the whole way. They just executed and made more shots down the stretch, but you can teach so much more off a loss than a win. And it's good for the kids to get grounded and realize, you know, yeah, we won in March, the whole thing, but it's going to take work, lots of work to get back there and try and do it again.
And Coach, I mean, I'm also curious. I mean, so much of Perry Hall's success, I feel like, has been surrounding this fantastic senior class you have with Harnett, Higgs, Holly. But they're coming to the end here. I mean, they're all seniors. Who do you have coming up these next couple of years? Do you have any younger players who are you're looking at that need to step up this year who are going to be able to continue that Perry Hall tradition once this class leaves?
I mean, we do. We have actually another 6'8", and he's a junior, Anthony Walker, who, you know, helped our JV team get to the county championship last year. I moved him and a point guard, DJ Cloud, up for our playoff run last year. I mean, they will be the future of the program. And we have a good influx of freshmen, about four or five freshmen that can really play that, you know, will help continue Perry Hall and hopefully our winning ways.
And I mean, looking ahead to the rest of this year as well, I know we've already talked about the tough schedule you've had. I know what other games are really sticking out on your schedule that you think are going to be difficult. I believe I saw, don't you have a matchup with John Carroll happening at some point soon?
That's tonight. That game is tonight at Hartford Community College. So we got, you know, our Ole Miss commit and Higgs versus Quickly, a Kentucky commit. So we've got a little SEC future there. Obviously, they're a very, very good team. You know, we believe we're a very good team as well. So we're going to know a lot more about ourselves tonight after that game. After that, we will make up the Eleanor Roosevelt game, and that will be in January. They're actually going to come to Perry Hall and play us. They're always a perennial state power, and we're going to play McDonough, and we're going to play Patterson, and we're going to play Riverdale Baptist. I mean, it keeps going on, and that's not even counting the great teams in Baltimore County.
Yeah, like Milford Mill, who I know you guys got snowed out against, right, last week.
Yeah,
that one in. Yeah.
Lost two of our first four games to snow. I mean, not lost, but had to get them postponed.
Yeah, right.
So, a little behind the eight ball going into John Carroll tonight, but we'll see what we can do.
Well, Coach, as I said at the top, it's been a thrill to watch what you've been able to do there at Perry Hall, and wishing you nothing but success moving forward. We really appreciate you taking the time for us on High Score Sports Line this week, and we'd love to do it again as the season moves along.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. Coach George Panayotu from Perry Hall. We'll grab a break. When we come back in, we're going to talk about some other things going on in high school sports. That's next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues on the Maryland News Network.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Stores are now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. There's still time to give joy with the perfect gift and get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Short on time? Buy online and pick up free in store. Most orders are ready in 2 hours, even faster than Santa. Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. 20% offer valid through December 24th with promo code SNOWBALL. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Show them your love, show them you care. Gifts sent as cash, your gift gets there. Come to a store, their hearts will soar. Best gift is cash, gifts they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location, and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
You're up before O-Dark 30. You don't ask for medals or even a pat on the back. But if all your hard work is indeed its own reward, then consider the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition as a bonus. Natura Plus leather seating, premium projector headlamps, suede headliner, packaged in the highly capable, hard-working truck you'd expect from Ram. Keep doing what you do, but who says you can't do it in a nicer truck? The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, on the Maryland News Network.
back in here on High School Sports Line. Glenn and Wick with you. All right, Wick, so we talked a lot of basketball over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It's also, of course, wrestling season,
yes,
as we discussed back in segment number one. And I happened to pick up the new edition of Press Box, which is available all throughout the state. And it's got a lot of cool stuff in there. But one of the stories was from a guy that I know named Wick Eisenberg.
Yes, I've heard of him as well.
Who writes for Press Box. And he wrote about a wrestler from Harford County.
Yeah, I mean, he really stood out to me for this year as a wrestler you're going to want to watch. Brent Lauren is his name, and he wrestles at Bel Air High School. And what's so interesting for this story, I spoke with his head coach, Craig Reddish, who has been there for years. 25 years he's been the head coach at Bel Air, and he has never coached a two-time state champion, which he is, which Brent Lauren is. But it was so funny talking to him, and to quote him, he said, you know, when I asked him, you know, about Brent, you know, does he stand out? What makes him so different? He said, you know, if I lined up all my wrestlers on the team, and I'm not sure you'd pick Brent out of the group as the two-time state champ, even if you had a couple guesses, because he just doesn't jump out at you. But then once he gets on the mat and that all goes away, he does a great job. It becomes apparent how talented he is very quickly. And this is a young man that, simply put, has been unstoppable at the high school level. He is 90-0 entering this season. 90-0.
Wow.
Has not lost a match. And what's so interesting, I mean, talking to him, there's a seriousness when you talk with him that you don't hear a lot sometimes with high schoolers. He's a very serious and focused kid, very academically inclined. And when I asked him originally about, you know, going into high school, were you expecting to be this big star? He said, actually, I really wasn't sure where he would end up. But, you know, I kind of thought maybe I would make the varsity. He'd hoped to make the varsity, but he wasn't sure he even would. He would kind of even sort of resigned himself to being like, hey, if I'm on the JV, I'll get to probably wrestle a little more. So it's like, okay, you know, that's what he enters
with.
Right? He had done some junior wrestling beforehand, before high school, Bel Air Junior Wrestling Club, which is a very successful club. And he says it really helped him with the mental preparation for it, but really where he got a lot of experience beforehand was in judo, which is really cool.
Okay.
I had never interviewed an athlete before. They're like, yeah, my big thing is actually judo. He started to compete in
judo. Maybe a future in mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts. It honestly wouldn't surprise me. 7 years old is when he started, but he won a United States Judo Association national championship at age 12, and then he also finished second as a 14-year-old at the 2015 President's Cup, which is another big national tournament. So that's really where this all began for him, was competing in judo, and talking to his coach. He says you can really see it. Reddish talked about, you know, he has tremendous balance on his feet. You know, it's really hard to take him down and really to fluster him. And he says, he really does credit it to the judo, because so much of that is footwork. But yeah, like I said, I spoke with him and he said, I really didn't know where I would end up as a freshman, hoping to make the team. And then where he ended was at the top of the podium for the 4A, 3A wrestling tournament in the 106 class. He beat Christian Balmoris from Springbrook in Montgomery County 4-2 in the championship round. And so that he sort of announced himself and was like, okay, here I am. I'm now a state champion as a freshman. Really nobody saw this coming. And so you'd think as a sophomore, maybe he would tail off a little bit.
Right.
Maybe he would, you know, it would be trickier. Everybody knows him. There's probably tape out on him. It really didn't matter. He jumped up a weight class. He was in the 113, and he was still able to dominate. He went undefeated. He beat Axel Giron from Parkdale, an excellent wrestler, by the way, Axel Giron. He was able to beat him in the state final 3-2. And so he enters this year with a 90 career wins to 0 losses. And what's so cool about this is in the last couple of years in wrestling, in Maryland high school wrestling, a lot has been discussed about total number of wins. The reason for this is because of another wrestler whose name was Joey Thomas, who I did a couple stories on, very fantastic wrestler who is now wrestling at the University of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
He was sort of on this chase. Can Joey Thomas catch the overall win?
And where do you go? Which high
South
school?
Carroll. Okay. South Carroll and Carroll County. Yes, another school with a great wrestling tradition. But anyway, he was able to hit it. He got to 195 wins. So you're thinking, you know, Lauren's at 90. He's going to have to wrestle a lot more matches to get to that point, obviously, and even
he's going to have to wrestle more than he has the last 2 years. However, I think it needs to be noted that he actually had a better start to his high school career than Joey Thomas. Thomas lost four times during his freshman year, and that's clearly not a knock on Joey Thomas. I mean, excellent wrestler. But, yeah, I mean, Lauren has really started his high school career just at an exceptional level.
We were talking about Brent Lauren, the wrestler from Bel Air, who Wick wrote about in this month's print edition of Pressbox. And what jumped out at me about your story, Wick, is not just this amazing wrestler, right? Like, mm-hmm. that part is incredible enough. He's never lost.
Yeah.
On top of that, he's also, like, a great student.
Yes, amazing student. One of the top ones in his class. He's gotten A's all through high school. He's a member of the National Honor Society. He has a 4.8 GPA for his junior year. You were able to do that a couple times,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I didn't know they went above four.
Yeah, neither did I. Nor did I. And then you take into account, so this kid who's obviously academically quite gifted, he's begun to wrestle outside of the state in the offseason. Season as well, which you really have to do if you want to be a high-level wrestler in college. He participated at the National High School Coaches Association Nationals in Virginia Beach, came away with two wins and two losses, and he said, you know, that really is, I learned a lot. I'm really happy I did it. He said, I learned as much from those two losses as I have from all my wins. So you combine this fantastic academic record with this this great talent on the wrestling mat, and you could have potentially like an Ivy League wrestler here.
That's incredible.
Something right. Along those lines. I mean, talking with him, he said Coach Reddish said he went off to a couple of different wrestling camps where they're looking at kids who have high academic standards, and you have the Ivy Leagues there or the Stanfords or even Division III. I mean, Coach Reddish said this is something that wouldn't shock me is, you know, if he wants to be a Division I wrestler, he can do it. And there's no doubt in his mind that he could, but his interests might lie elsewhere. It could be academics. It could be judo. It could be something else. And it just depends on where wrestling falls.
It's going to be facing Daniel Cormier for the belt at UFC 250.
I know that's what
that's
you
what
want.
He's going to be. That's what he's going to be trying to do. No. It's really cool. I mean, it's a really, really cool story.
Yeah.
Brent Lauren, again, is who we're talking about from Bel Air. And you can read all about it by picking up the print edition of Pressbox, which is available now. Or you can go to PressboxOnline.com and you can read about Brent Lauren there. Any reason to think this doesn't continue this season?
I mean, for me, I mean, it's always a little tricky. I mean, when you're going into a new wrestling season, he's jumping up a weight class as well, so that definitely is going to be different. I mean, new competitors to face. You never know. I mean, he came on as a freshman. You never know. Is there going to be some new freshmen?
Sure.
So there's no doubt in my mind he's going to be successful this year. If he keeps it undefeated going, that would be impressive. But, I mean, you know, you talk to his coach. He says the line that I finished the story with, if Brent wants to wrestle at the Division I level, he could do it. If he wants to become a doctor, he could do that too.
Awesome.
You know, so
that's
just
awesome.
One of those things where I have no doubt this kid's going to do well.
Great stuff, man. Hey, County Sports Zone is the place that you should be turning for everything that you need as far as news, scores, updates for all high school athletics in the state of Maryland, countysportszone.com. When we come back in, we're going to jump back into basketball as we're going to go to the girls' side of things this time, a defending state champion as well. Catonsville, the defending girls' champs, and their coach, Mike Moeller, is going to join us next.
Can't wait.
This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for 5 lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Give your employees the power to do their best work and maximize this year's budget when you update to new, powerfully performing Dell Business PCs with Intel Core processors. Dell's dedicated small business advisors mean you'll always get the best deal on the right solution for your business. Get up to 35% off select business PCs now until the end of December. Did I mention there's free shipping? Visit Dell.com/smallbusiness or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you on the Maryland News Network. Wick, this is my kind of day.
I know it is.
This is, we'll pull back the curtain. Our next guest not only is a defending state champion, but he's also a friend of mine, a guy that I've known for some time, one of my favorite people. He is the girls' basketball coach at Catonsville High School, and he is the great Mike Moeller. Coach, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time. This is too much fun. I'm really glad to have you on High School Sports Line.
Oh, man, it's all good. I appreciate you thinking of me. I'm not sure I would use the adjective you use.
Oh, stop it.
I'll accept it today.
Stop it. Mike Moeller, how long have you been over there? 100 years? Jeez, you've been over there. It seems like at least a couple centuries. They finally let you win one of these state titles last year, huh?
Yeah, they felt sorry for the old guy. they felt sorry for me and let me win one. This is my it's my 23rd year at the high school and my 44th overall.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Can you give me an idea of what did it mean to you to be able to experience that with that group of girls and in any way, like, did you come back this year and you're sort of like, okay, so we won one, nothing changes, or did you notice that like anything changed from winning a state title?
I will tell you that it felt better than I could have ever imagined, and still feels good to this day. And as I say all the time, until March 13th of this year, we're still the state champs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we hope to defend. And as things change, look, there's certainly a degree of satisfaction. You know, we've had a lot of good teams in the past, and for whatever reason, you know, as you guys used to say on the radio all the time, you know, the other team tries too, the other team has good players too, you know, and we would always, you know, unfortunately, you know, we'd come up short. And last year, you know, we finally, you know, grabbed that brass ring, and it was really, and I still, I talking to you right now, I get teary-eyed of thinking about that moment.
That's so cool.
And we had we scored the go-ahead by 3, and there's like 7 seconds, and their girl walks, and there's like 2 seconds to go in the game, and we've got the ball out on our sidelines. And I knew we were going to win it because we're going to throw it, you know, away from them down the other end of the court, and it's over. And I was just overwhelmed. And, you know, the man cry took over. and it was just the feeling that, still, like I say, it hasn't gotten old talking about it, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
Hey, Coach, this is Wick here. I was actually at that game, and I'll tell you, I've covered the high school events, high school state championships for a few years now. I have not heard a gym or any venue as loud as when that went off. It was amazing. You had a great crowd going, and everybody, it was just such a moment. So congratulations on that. But, I mean, looking ahead to this year, I want to talk about this year because I know you guys have a great team. Four returns. Returning starters. I mean, that's, you got to be feeling good about that. But I am curious. I mean, how do you try to avoid complacency coming into this group? You've already won with this group once. How are you trying to make sure these girls stay on their toes and they don't rest on their laurels here?
Well, I will tell you, there have been a couple of practices that I've stopped, and I have them look up at that state championship banner and remind them that It says 2017, not 2018.
Yeah.
And so we have a couple of moments that we, you know, excuse me, we've got another job to do this year. And I'm led by such a terrific girl and player in Jasmine Dickey, who should be on a short list for Player of the Year. She was Miss Basketball in the public schools last year, you know, so she's recognized by the coaches as a junior as the best player in the public schools in the state last year. And there's no rest in her, so it's great to be, you know, her future set, her scholarship is signed, and every drill, every day, she works as hard as she did as a freshman, trying to impress and get playing time, which really wasn't that hard to do because she's so good. But when you're led by someone like that, it kind of rubs off on the other kids. And, you know, she's not resting on it. And I'm not resting on it. And I will also tell you, I wasn't sure how good we were going to be. We weren't really tested in the preseason. And it just was, we just weren't playing high level. And then we played a week or so ago, McDonough, who was really, really
excellent
good.
Team, Coach, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a good friend of mine, Brad Reese, who does a great job there. And, you know, 4 minutes to go in the game, it's a 2-point game. And I'm saying to myself, daggone, you know, maybe we can be. You know, I lost Jen Gass.
Big player, big player, yeah.
Oh, Lord, who was arguably our best 3-point shooter, could rebound it, defend it, shoot it, block it. And, you know, replacing that, it's pretty hard. And so we're working with that fifth spot. Obviously, we're not as big because we lost the 6'2 kid. So we're just trying to do some other things. But, I mean, I'm excited and was encouraged more than discouraged by the McDonough game.
We're talking to Catonsville girls basketball head coach Mike Mueller on High School Sports Line. Well, Coach, I mean, we've already talked about Dickey. I know she's a sensational player. Everyone knows about her. Another player that for you that you have that really stands out to me is Jamila Barrett. I'd love to talk about her for a second. I know she's going to Norfolk State, a senior as well. I want to talk about her defense, though. I believe she had over 100 steals last year, which is just absurd. What makes her so adept at swiping the ball and being able to time that so well?
That's interesting you said, because last night we had a dedicated 2-hour practice to defense because I thought we may not be playing it as well as I thought we should. Mm-hmm. And just during the whole practice, all I kept saying to the entire team, I would stop it. Watch this drill. Watch Jamila play. She is so fundamental. She has really great instincts. She is just a dream. I wish there were a Defensive Player of the Year awarded by the Sun Paper or the county. Unfortunately, there isn't, because she would win. Yeah, since she was a freshman, she would always get the other team's best forward or guard. And she accepts that role. Not every kid accepts that, but she accepts that role and she relishes that role. She wants to shut down that other kid, and she is so unselfish. And when she was being recruited by the colleges and there were some concerns over, you know, her scoring, and I was saying, coaches, guys, girls, are you watching the same team that I'm watching? Are you watching the same game? Because her AAU team was 4/5 of a Sun Paper All-Metro team. there's not enough balls out there for those kids. And what she showed you is she's willing to accept not being the leading scorer, although she could. She's the defensive player. She's a terrific rebounding guard. She rebounds like a forward or a center at times. And she can score. And I told them all, we scrimmaged the boys varsity before our game against for our regional final game against Howard. And Jasmine was out. We weren't sure she was going to play. from an injury she received in the Bel Air game. And I said to every coach, if you'd have watched us scrimmage those boys for a half an hour, you'd have offered her on the spot. She was taking it to the boys. I mean, she was, it was like, even the guys were going, wait a minute, what's happening here, man? We got to start playing this kid. Now, I love Jamila. I think she's made a great choice in Norfolk State, and she is a terrific defensive player, and she can score. And I think this year she was double digit scorer last year, and she's averaging over 15 this year. So she's looking to score, which we need her to do.
All right. He is Coach Mike Moeller of the Catonsville Comets. Coach, I need you to do me a favor. Don't let it be another 20 years before you win another one of these things. All right. Try to get back there a little bit quicker. All right.
Wouldn't I love that? Yeah. Well, I will tell you, I don't know how much time you have left. I will tell you, our sub-region is the hardest.
Brutal.
In the state.
Absolutely,
yeah,
brutal.
We've got Western from the city. We've got Howard from Harrah County and ourselves. And each one of us is capable of winning the state championship. Only one of us is going to get to the regional championship. It is a brutal sub-region.
Well, just go win it, all right? Would you just go do that already? Would you just get that? All right, Coach, appreciate it. We'll talk again for sure. I have no doubt about that. It is Coach Mike Moeller from Catonsville. When we come back in, we will tell you what's coming up this week in the high school sports world throughout the state. That's next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. It continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
Show them your love. Show them you care. Gifts sent as cash. Your gift gets there. Come to a store. Their hearts will soar. Best gift is cash.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
You're up before O-Dark 30. You don't ask for medals or even a pat on the back. But if all your hard work is indeed its own reward, then consider the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition as a bonus. Natura Plus leather seating, premium projector headlamps, suede headliner, packaged in the highly capable, hard-working truck you'd expect from Ram. Keep doing what you do, but who says you can't do it in a nicer truck? The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Final segment of the show. It is High School Sports Line. Glenn and Wick with you. All right, Wick, this is always the segment where we look ahead to what's coming up this week. And would you believe it?
We still have football.
Jeez. We still have football somehow, some way.
Bowl season.
So tell
for
me about
high school?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Not something that people are probably familiar with. And that's I want you to try to explain to people. So we say there's still a football game. Well, it's not happening in the state of Maryland.
No.
But it involves a team from the state of Maryland who's going to be playing one more game, and it's a pretty big deal what it is that St. Francis is doing.
Yeah. St. Francis, which is considered the top team in Maryland this year, they were able to run run away with the A conference title. They were 12-0. The closest game they played this season was a win by 21 points.
Huh.
So it's not they have a ton of key players, but they have six that are ranked in ESPN's top 300 for the senior and junior classes, including Ayabi Anoma, a defensive end who's just sensational, crazy athlete. He's ranked number 4 on that list. Inside linebacker Shane Lee is number 40. So those are sort of their big name players. But yeah, so what they're getting to do here is they've been invited to participate in the Geico State Champions Bowl series, which is, you know, right around the corner at Grand Canyon University Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. So they're going to be going all the way out to Arizona for this event, but it's set to happen December 23rd at 6 p.m. And they're playing a game, this game against a team from Utah, just right outside Salt Lake City, a team called Bingham, who are the 5A state champions out there for Utah. But yeah, in the night game, there's going to be a team from Arizona playing a team from Florida. And so this event essentially tries to pair the top teams from those four states, Maryland, Utah, Arizona, and Florida, put them in a sort of an event together and put it on TV. It's going to be broadcast on ESPNU. And like I said, December 23rd, 6 p.m. Eastern. This is just wild. I mean, there's not many teams from around Maryland who get to do stuff like this.
No.
And I believe this is the first time a team from the Northeast has been invited to this event as well. And it's just, you know, for St. Francis, this was a team that didn't win a league championship until 2 years ago.
Right.
So their stock has just flown up ever since, you know, Coach Russell came over there from Gilman. They've added Coach Poggi as well, obviously famous coach from Gilman. So a lot of these coaches that made Gilman the power that it is moving over to St. Francis, and it's clearly working. So it's just going to be a big moment, I think, for Maryland high school football. It's pretty crazy that it's happening just a day or two before Christmas. I didn't realize that we were all of a sudden like Texas, where they're still playing football there, but you know it's pretty wild and cool that a team from Maryland is getting this opportunity.
All right, so it's funny you bring up St. Francis and how things have changed,
yes,
obviously in recent years. And I think if you're familiar with this level of football, if you're familiar with prep football, I think you know the story.
Yeah,
Biff Poggi, the former coach at Gilman, left, went to Michigan, came back to become co-head coaches at St. Francis this year.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, on my other show, Glenn Clark Radio, I had Micah Kaiser on this mm-hmm. week. Micah Kaiser is a Gilman alum, Baltimore native, and now star linebacker at the University of Virginia.
Yes.
He's going to be a very high NFL draft pick this year. He's mm-hmm. going to be a big deal. And on top of that, he's also
academic.
So well thought of that he won the academic Heisman, which is known as the Campbell Trophy this year. And I happen to have him on my show as they're coming to play in the Military Bowl here in Annapolis next week. And I was talking to him about, you know, what's happened at Gilman, and I was surprised when he told me that, well, you know, I'll let him tell you about it. How about
okay.
we do that? So I set him up. I said, hey, are you kind of bummed out about how things have gone, you know, with the Gilman program and Coach Poggi leaving and maybe a little bit of the de-emphasis on football? But what I learned from his response is really remarkable. Let me take a listen to this. This is from Glenn Clark Radio as part of the Press Box family.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate what happened. I know a lot of the alumni and former players weren't too happy about what happened, but kudos to Coach Holly. He did a great job this season.
Yeah,
you know, righted the ship, turning around. They played really hard. You know, it's kind of weird. You know, I got two teams. I still cheer for Gilman at the same time, just because I went there. But obviously, with the program going to St. Francis, I'm always behind them as well. So, Coach Poggi, Coach Russell, they did a great job this season, and hopefully, they do well in that bowl game they've got coming up.
That's right.
Where is it?
Out in Arizona,
yeah,
right?
Arizona.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's a big opportunity for them.
So he's rooting for both. Like, which is, like, think about that, right? Like, they're pretty significant rivals.
Must have been conflicted right. in the A conference championship, because that was the A conference
off against
championship.
Each other. Exactly right. So it was just funny to hear somebody say that. Like, I was like, wow.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
I get it. You sort of want to support your coach and all those things, but really funny to hear Micah Kaiser, who's a damn good football player, obviously, at Gilman, say, nope, I'm rooting for both those schools. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? All right. So that's that. Not the only huge event coming up in the next week, because the other big thing that's coming up is maybe one of the bigger sporting events in the entire state
exactly
every year.
I feel like a lot of people don't really know about it on this side of the bay, but Governor's Challenge, which is what it's called now, but really cool event. It's in its 37th year of happening here. This is a basketball tournament that happens from December 26th through the 30th. And according to the tournament's website, it's the largest holiday basketball tournament on the East Coast, and it's the second largest in the country. It's just kind of wild how much this thing has grown. This year, they're expecting to have to be as big a year as they've ever had by a basketball tournament. I mean, boys, girls, and they also even have boys JV. 120 teams are expected to be at this tournament, and they're from all over. Obviously, Maryland and Delaware and D.C., but then you get into Georgia, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina.
I can sing the song of all the states if you want me.
Virginia, but you
Alabama,
but that still wouldn't cover it because you need good old Canada in there too. A team from Canada is coming as well. So I mean, this is just a wild event. I mean, it's going to be going on. A lot of it's based around the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center, a great stadium arena that they have there. But there's also a lot of games that are going to be played at various high schools on the Eastern Shore as well. It's just a cool event. They have a skills competition too, where everybody sort of gets together, like a dunk contest, a 3-point contest, a mini, you know, NBA All-Star game, really, you know, weekend, if you will. And it's turned into a national event, and it's so crazy. It's just been going on over there. And what started is just simply a Wicomico Butch Waller wanting to be able to play a couple different teams on a holiday weekend has now just grown into this massive thing. So that's one thing I'm going to be keeping an eye on next week during this holiday season. If you're looking for something to do, you want to see some good basketball, I highly suggest going across the Bay Bridge and heading on over there to go see this event and see talent from all over. You know, I mean, there's a lot of Maryland teams that are going to be there, so there's obviously a rooting interest there. But like we said, if you want to see some Division I talent from other states as well, if you're just a basketball fan, I highly suggest going. I've been a couple times. It is a very cool event.
And it happens all over the place, essentially.
Yeah, all over the place. And also, what's cool about it is it's not one tournament just with a massive bracket, if you will. It's a bunch of smaller tournaments sort of put into there. They have sort of an elite bracket for these teams that are coming from all over that are sort of in the elite showcase one, but then they also try to pair teams skill-wise with each other as well, so that's good. You don't see a lot of lopsided scores, so regardless of who you're seeing playing over there, it's probably going to be a closely contested contest, so I'm a big fan of it. It's always a good event and definitely worth supporting.
Governorschallenge.org is where you can find out more about the Governor's Challenge. It kicks off the day after Christmas. Speaking of which, Wick, this is it for us this year. This is our final show of 2017, but we'll be back in 2018. We want to wish you and everyone listening a very happy holidays. Thanks, as always, to our producer, Steve Clendenin, and happy holidays to him as well. We will see you in 2018. This has been High School Sportsline. You can listen to this show anytime by downloading our podcast. Go to MarylandNewsNetwork.net and click Audio On Demand. This has been High School Sportsline, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network. We'll be right back.